if you look at your spouse and say, wait a minute, why am I still taking direction from them when I'm divorcing them? They don't have a right to direct me what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. So when you come through our process, you're going to sit a little straighter. You're going to have a little bit more of a pep in your step because financial knowledge is probably the most powerful thing you're going to give yourself.
What's up, everybody? This is Matt here with the Husband in Law Podcast. This is where we share our stories of love, ex-love, marriage, ex-marriage, divorce, ex-divorce, and coming out of a closet that needed to be opened, and so much more. This podcast is for those who are looking to up their relationship game by understanding first yourself, then others, like your wife, your husband, and your wife's ex-husband on a whole new level. Welcome to the Husband in Law Podcast. Let's get this party started.
Hello, hello, my friend. Today we have two amazing guests joining us on the podcast. I can't wait for you to meet them. But before we dive in, we are going to be talking over the next, well, last week and then the coming weeks, we are going to be talking about divorce and people are going to be sharing their stories of divorce and all those things. And while I am not advocating for divorce, and this is not necessarily a divorce podcast, I am advocating for you to understand your options and to know that you have options, that there are options. You do not have to stay in a marriage where you are unhappy. You do not have to just accept the norm or what you think is the norm. You can have more. You can embrace more. And I want you to be educated and understand the tools that are out there as you navigate that so that you know what your options are and how to prepare yourself and not be afraid of divorce if that is the option that is right for you. So just wanted to let you know before we dive in today. Today we have Karen and Catherine joining us on the podcast. Co-founding a fintech company that would revolutionize the divorce sector was not either of their ideas when they set out in life or not what they were intending to do, but their experience, skills, and life events has turned them to this work that they do together. Catherine is a financial planner who went through a painful divorce and vowed to help women understand their marital estate so that they did not get taken advantage of at such a vulnerable time in their lives. And as part of a bigger purpose, she took on further training to become a certified divorce financial analyst. She quickly realized that the problems with the divorce industry were much bigger than just financial awareness. In fact, she started to understand that there were systematic issues throughout the entire divorce process. Catherine had the expertise in tackling the financial element of the problem, but she needed someone who had expertise with the legal process of divorce who would share her perspective and join her mission. Fortunately, around this time, a colleague introduced her to Karen. Knowing that Karen also had a passion to empower women through their nonprofit. So Catherine also learned that Karen had extensive professional experience as a paralegal and the law firm business manager. And like Catherine, she had been through a divorce herself and the experience had convinced her that the system needed reform. So they joined together and they have created Divorce U Solutions. And it is such an amazing program and a gift. And I hope that you will check them out after hearing their stories and you can connect with them in the show notes after you listen to their stories and hear all of the awesomeness that they have created. Welcome to the show, Karen and Catherine. All right, ladies, I am so excited to have both of you on. We had the opportunity to have an amazing conversation on your podcast. And I was like, okay, we need to come over and have you guys do something here. You're supporting the women in my coaching groups. And I just can't wait for people to have your knowledge, because I work with so many individuals, specifically women, who are nervous about what it looks like to divorce financially. How is this going to look for me? All of those things. And so you guys are going to help us with some of that today and also give us ways that people can work with you guys moving forward. But to start with, Catherine, I would love for you to share a little bit of your story of how you got here and then how we brought Karen into this whole mix as well.
Okay. Thank you for having us. We love talking to you. So this conversation is going to be so much fun, but a little serious too. It's interesting that you said that, you know, you have a lot of women and they're nervous, right? Well, I was 44. I raised a blended family of five children. And I had been, I'm an accountant and I've been a financial advisor since 1988. So I was very comfortable around money, but going through the divorce process, I was so nervous. So don't feel bad if you're nervous out there. I'm very comfortable around numbers and I was extremely nervous. And it was that nervousness that said, okay, we need to make this process better for women. And that's what I'm going to vow to do. And now it's women and men, but it started out being for women. And then when I quickly started helping women financially prepare for divorce, I realized that the industry was just archaic. And I knew Karen from another colleague. So I asked her to meet with me. And I said, you are the person. Well, I didn't actually say that. I told her what my idea was. And Karen, being the big woman supporter that she is, she was like, congratulations. I think that's a great idea. It's definitely needed, because she was working at a law firm. And I went home and I said, I need to call her back. And I called her back and I said, Karen, no, I meant you do it with me. I can't do this by myself. It's impossible. And she goes, oh. So that's how we actually met.
Yeah. So I had gone through my divorce at a very early age, 30, as a matter of fact, but I had been married 10 years. I married very young, because that's what a lot of people do in the South, or at that time we did. So I had worked at a law firm, and to Catherine's point, I was very nervous about it, because it meant a lot to what I had known as my support system, because it was very religious centric. And when you get divorced in that space, you're abandoned by a lot of people and entities that you've always counted on, because you're no longer following the path that they have set for you. So yeah, I was nervous. It was upsetting. And even though I had, because of my experience in law firms, even though I had the best attorneys in the county available to me, it didn't mean that really the process went any smoother. Honestly, it was just super hard. So having gone through that experience, when Catherine came to me, it was just at the perfect time in my life to say, you know what? We can do better. We can hop in the system based on our professional and personal experience and make a difference like no other. And that's what we've set out to do. And it's been quite the journey, but it really does make a difference when you follow a process that's unique to most families and a different opportunity for them than they would have ever had before.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about the women who I work with, and they're so nervous about what this looks like for them for so many reasons. Some of the ones you touched on here of, you know, losing support from people who just don't agree with divorce or those types of things, losing financial support from your partner. Some of these women haven't worked because they've been stay-at-home moms. And there's so many things that come here. And one of the things I always tell them, I'm like, is you need to get clarity so that you know where these holes are. You need to understand what it is you need, how much you need. So gain the clarity, because it can release some of those nerves that we carry. And you ladies here today are going to tell us some ways to gain that clarity and to be smart with our money before divorce, during divorce, and after divorce. And what I always think of is, like, now in my life, I want to have that clarity. People be like, you don't prepare for divorce. I'm like, no, you don't. And also, you can keep yourself safe and protected no matter what happens in the future of your life and relationship. I think it's very important. So let's dive in with where you would like to start talking about how we gain financial clarity.
So we at My Divorce Solution believe and are committed to the fact that you gain financial clarity when approaching divorce, or even if you're in divorce and need to pause, by preparing. How can you make decisions if you don't know what you have? You don't know how to get access to that information. You don't know what it means to you. You don't know what your options are. And you don't understand that divorce equals compromise, right? So that's an exercise that we believe every single person needs to go through before, or like I said, if you're in the midst of it, hit that pause button, because you can. And no matter where you are in the system, you can absolutely hit that pause button and reset sometimes, or prepare.
Yeah. So we've developed a 10-step process and our own software. And you know what? We start with a launch call, believe it or not. So, well, actually, you start with your assessment call, but then you have a launch call. And that launch call really starts setting the groundwork for what's going to be ahead of you. So you don't have to worry about what's next. You don't have to worry about a court date at that point. You're not worrying about stuff that people worry about. We're getting you financially prepared, right? I shouldn't say you don't have to worry about a court date. If you do have a court date, we need to know that. So anyway, but then we start with And then your next step is going to be your lifestyle analysis. And what the budget, or you might want to call it your budget, it's more than a budget, but that starts the piece of accountability. Karen mentioned you have to know where you need to compromise. Well, you need to be accountable to yourself and what your needs are. There's a difference between want and needs, and we like both want and needs. I think everybody wants something and you should have it, and everybody needs something and you should have that first, right? But that exercise starts getting you more confident, good, better, and different. You're going to make these decisions on your own, but you're going to do it knowingly. So we want you to be accountable to the income and expenses that you have now and that you might have in future. That's an eye-opening experience. Karen is a pro at that. So she deals with a lot of people, helping them to develop that. And I don't know, Karen, don't you see immediately a shift with them, whether it's uncomfortable or not? And I know they're scared.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the understanding of it. So for any of you who are going through the process, or again, are approaching, financial disclosures are front and center when you're starting down that road. You get handed this pack of papers that you're supposed to fill out. Most people just jot down the best they know and hand it back. And what they don't realize until later, that every line item is critical, essentially, to how your calculations will play forward in regarding your cash flow, your support payments, whether they're temporary or permanent. So that exercise of going through income and expense, while it's very tedious, a lot of people come to the calls with, it almost seems like a confessional. Well, you know, I really like shoes. Okay, that's great. It's a non-judgment call. All we're doing is recording it. And once you record that information and own it, then you get to decide if you want to amend it or do something different. It doesn't matter. But the purpose is, A, so that you know how you spend money. Two, so you know how the courts look at how you spend money. And three, so we establish the lifestyle that you're accustomed to living, so that you can either continue it or change it. So many times people, when they've come to the budget meetings, they've already reduced their lifestyle. And so we talk about the implications of that. Or they've increased their lifestyle. We have to talk about the implications of that too. But it's just really important conversation. And so when you get to the end of it, you haven't done it by yourself, but you certainly own the information and you own the ability to do something about it if you so choose.
Yeah. One of the things that I love in what you just said is that we're releasing that shame or guilt around what we have done or where we are at with our finances. That isn't the point of this. The point is to gain clarity so that we feel empowered. Like, we are where we are. We've done what we've done. And now we have information to help us move forward. It's always like the knowledge is power thing. Like, you can have knowledge, but unless you utilize it, it's not getting you anywhere. And now that you have it, you can use it to empower yourself moving forward. And that's huge.
It is huge. And a lot of people, when they're going through the divorce process, they immediately want to start talk about division of assets. Well, we talked about, you know, I'm going to stay in the house and my spouse is going to do something else. And that always confuses me, probably because we've been doing this so long. At the end of the day, you really do need to understand your cash flow first. And then after you know what you have and what options are available to you, to then talk about, you know, how you're going to divide. And so, Catherine, do you want to continue in that process or the journey that we have?
Sure, yeah. So I was just thinking of funny stories with budgets.
Tell it.
You know, don't you love the husband or the wife that now starts saying, well, you don't spend that money on that. You no, we don't. You've been doing it for 30 years, but now all of a sudden that you're getting divorced, you're not supposed to do that. We agreed you wouldn't do that because they're trying to reduce the person's budget, because in every state now, the lifestyle analysis budget, it really plays into your need for support. So I always love the stories you tell me about when the spouse is trying to tell them how they're supposed to live their life. You kind of lose your right to tell your ex-spouse how they lose their life when you choose to get divorced. So
you do? So if you this want is a really hard concept for people to grasp.
I know. And that's why I'm not chuckling, because I know it's hard. And listen, I'm 12 years old now. But But you do, if you look at your spouse and say, wait a minute, why am I still taking direction from them when I'm divorcing them? They don't have a right to direct me what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. So when you come through our process, you're going to sit a little straighter. You're going to have a little bit more of a pep in your step, because financial knowledge is probably the most powerful thing you're going to give yourself. So our next step after that is collecting all the documentation that make up your marital, separate marital community. We're in every state. So, and then we go through and we assess that with you. So you have an understanding of what's there, what's missing, what questions we have, additional information that we oftentimes find that we need to get clarified. And then after, once all the additional documentation is in, then we go through division scenarios. So a lot of times, like Karen mentioned, people want to keep their house. They already know if they have their budget work done already, can they afford that house? And if so, what are they negotiating away? And our role is not to get them to an agreement. Our role is to get them to understand different options, because like Karen mentioned in the beginning, you will compromise. So this way, when you go through the process and you have your A, B, or C scenario, you're going to mediation or you're going back to your attorney and you already, your nerves are settled down a bit. You'll still be nervous, but they'll be settled down a bit because you already know your scenarios and which one, all three of those, you're probably going to be okay walking away from because you already digested it. You already understand the impact and how you can handle that moving forward. And to us, that's just so powerful. And we get so inspired by our families that go through our process because we're shifting the power into their hands, not the industry's hands, which it is an industry. And that's powerful.
Yeah. Being able to go into any meeting during a divorce process with your ex that you're divorcing and feeling settled is a big deal because it helps you come from a logical place rather than emotional. Emotions are going to come. You know that going into these situations. So if we can have some logic, some things laid out, it really empowers us in those moments and allows us to get more of what it is we want and need instead of just feeling like we got run over and we're just a rug. One of the things you said here I want to touch on and have a question for you. I have a lot of women who are like, I haven't done our finances for years. I don't know any of the information. Like, where do those women start? How do they navigate that?
So a very high percentage of our clients come to us in that space because they haven't been the financial manager and they have been totally reliant on the financial manager in their family, which is typically their spouse, right? So the whole dialogue has always been what that spouse has articulated to them, and that's their truth. So right out of the gate, when someone takes an online assessment with us, they go through an assessment call and we start to identify their assets for them that they never even knew that they had. But the questions we ask them, they're able to give pretty sound answers. So even though you're not the financial manager, you probably know more than you think you know. A. B, tax returns have a lot of information. And C, when you're a spouse in a marriage, you have the access to documentation that you probably don't realize. And so we walk you through all of those steps. So we help you gain and gather information that you wouldn't otherwise know that you had. And then if there's still gaps, we help you reach out to maybe your accountant, your spouse, your financial advisor, a whole host of other people that can contribute to the gathering of documents. So many people say, my spouse will never participate. Oh, no, 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 no. 90% of the time they do, and they do it willingly because they realize as a financial manager what they're up against if they don't. Or they throw a fit and say, I'm going to go talk to my attorney. And that attorney says, well, if you want to save money, you might as well participate and then come back to me and let's talk about it.
Yeah. I want to tell you a funny story. I don't know if I told you this, Karen, but Jessica, the other day I had an assessment call and, you know, our Reach at Divorce podcast, which you were so great as a guest on, thank you for coming, talks always circles around the finances, right? Well, this assessment call calls and she said, oh my gosh, I've listened to all of your podcasts. And you know what I did? When I finished listening to this one podcast, I marched myself right over to my bank and I said, I need my bank statements. And I realized that we had an account I didn't know about. And he also closed an account that I couldn't get all the statements for. And I didn't know he closed it because he told me he didn't do anything. And I said, well, how did it make you feel? She goes, I was so scared going into that bank, but I felt so powerful when I walked out of there. You know, she even got some bad news, like he closed an account, right? But she felt so good. And she said, I would have never went over to that bank if you guys didn't give me the courage to do that. So bravo to any of you out there. You can go get access to any information that your name is on. And I suggest you go do it now. Anything that you have a password to, any bank, any relationship, your accountant, anyone, get copies of anything that has numbers on it. They're yours. You're allowed to have them. You have to just ask for them.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when approaching divorce, a lot of people don't know what it means to them. So they're a little insecure about it. They don't know if they're going to follow through with it. And then they'll have the conversation. They won't be that empowered to go to their bank because they'll have the conversation. Well, we're trying to work things out. Not exactly sure. So I'll say, okay, well, if you're not exactly sure and you've had the conversation with your spouse that you may be approaching divorce, why don't you ask him for the passwords? Oh, no. Okay. So you're not going to ask him for the passwords or she, whoever, but you're working it out. That is not a cohesive conversation.
Yeah.
So we have those types of conversations with our clients as well, because again, the dialogue that they're so entrenched in is something different than what they're going to walk away from my divorce solution with.
Yeah. I mean, if there's fear behind asking for information about your finances and those types of things, then that's very telling of where your relationship's at and how safe you feel in that. I always have women, I just want it to be fair. I just want things to be fair. And I'm like, really what we're looking for is safety in all areas. Like you are not emotionally safe to go express this to the person. And also you're not financially safe because you can't express this to the person. And so I think that's just such a telling sign of like, okay, well, maybe you need to, this is telling of like, exactly like you said.
It so is. And even if you're not in a divorce space, even if you're not thinking about divorce, you certainly should have access to all of your financials. What if something would happen to someone? It has nothing to do with trust. It has everything to do with we're in this together and this is our financial wherewithal. And so I need access to it.
Yeah. And going back a little bit, I appreciate that you expressed that a lot of your clients are in this situation where they don't really know anything, but you are going to give them the tools, or they think they don't know anything. And then they get these tools of realizing, okay, I know more than I thought I did. And here's things that I need to understand now. And it just gives us, it takes away that anxiety and stress of spiraling of, oh my gosh, I have to do this thing. It's so scary. But it empowers us as we move forward into that.
I think a large part to that is, you know, we're not attorneys, right? And so we're not filing anything for you. What we're doing is we've created a platform where there is a judgment-free space for you to gather the financial knowledge. We're not investing your money for you. So there's no intimidation. You know, you don't have to understand what the market's doing today to come talk to us or where your investments are lying right now, because whether they're going to do it with the value tomorrow. We're coming to look at a snapshot in time. And that brings such peace and comfort to so many people. And it is so true when Karen was saying, and when you were just saying, they know so much more than they let out to do. Just our little conversation of saying, okay, here's the retirement plans we have identified. All of a sudden, oh, have you always worked here? Has your spouse always worked here? Oh, no, my spouse worked here before. Okay, well, did they roll over the 401k from there? Oh, no, he didn't. And they know the whole history of their spouse's employment. And knowing the history of someone's employment gives us lots of notes that we're putting down to be discovered or discussed, I should say, with the spouse, or it's going to be outlined for your mediator or your attorney to get. And so just in us prompting them to give us that information and providing that space to have that conversation where we don't think you're a dummy, we don't think that you don't know how to handle this stuff, we really value your input that you're giving to us because we're going to extract a really important information. And that starts making them feel like, oh, I do know more than anyone's letting me out to know. And I love that about our process because you have that growth opportunity. And then again, the power is shifted into your hands.
And can I say something else I love about our process, because I'll forget if I don't say it? we all work on our finances at a different time, whether you work on a little or a lot. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you want to work on it, you just go on the portal and have at it, right? And your advisor will be there. You can message them at any time. If you find a document that seems pertinent, you can upload it whenever you want to upload it. So you're not tied to a meeting. You're not tied to having to copy and send it over to anybody. You have access to grow and learn at your own pace so that eventually, you know, you'll have the whole portrait available to you.
Karen, I love that part of our portrait too.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I send messages to you at 4 a.m.
And she does, honestly. This morning, 4 o'clock, I'm like, wow, you're up early.
But also there's like that whole insomnia that happens going through a divorce for lots of us where it's like, oh, this is hitting, or I can't fall asleep because I'm thinking about this thing. Go get it done. Take care of it and then release it and move on. Allow yourself to then fall asleep. And that's a gift to be able to just know it's there. It's ready when you're ready. Go do it. Get her done. One of the things you touched on is when we say like, oh, my partner's not going to give me that information, going back to this just a little bit, and they'll never do that. They'll never give this information. I'm like, but also, I don't know anywhere where that's not required information. Like, this information will be required by the courts, by attorneys, by whoever in this process. And so don't, like, we create this belief, well, they're never going to disclose that and whatever. I'm like, they have to, like, legally they have to. So go get the information as soon as possible before they are shutting accounts or trying to cover things. I mean, that will be shown, that will be seen, but also do it now. Like, start that process as early as you can.
Mm-hmm. Preparation should come first. It really does matter how you start. And if you've started, your next step really does matter.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Okay. Is there another step in this process that you guys go through? We're kind of talking about gathering all these things, gaining the information so that you can approach these conversations with settled nerves and with clarity. Anything else in this process?
Yeah, you have to know what the impact. So you want to keep the house, that's great. But what's the impact of you keeping that house? Are you giving up all your other assets to keep that house? Are you able to maintain that house if you keep it? Did your budget allow you to handle the expenses of the home? So what's the impact of keeping that? If you're giving away the retirement monies, do you realize that that's probably your best tax shelter? Do you realize there's tax deferred growth there? You know what the outcome is going to do. Don't just go by your emotions and say, oh my God, my kids will be devastated if I have to leave this house. Your kids might get sad, but they're going to get sad anyway. They're going to get sad that you're getting divorced, but guess what? They will survive. You know, you'll make them a home wherever you are, especially if you can afford where you are and you're not stressed out and living your whole life like that. So know what the impact is to all the decisions before you negotiate, and do not prematurely negotiate something like saying, oh, my spouse said he's going to take care of everything in the house. You know, he's going to come back and take care of the pool every week because that's what he promised me he's going to do. Guess what? If it's not in writing, it's probably not going to happen long term. So know all of these things before you make your decisions, and don't agree to anything until you understand the impact.
Beautiful.
And that is all part of the process. It's all part of the process, step by step, so that when you're making these decisions, your divorce financial specialist is helping you financially, but also relating it to specific documents that you can count on in that divorce financial portrait or financial portrait if you're not getting divorced, so that you're always in the know. There's, you know, their inventory, it's organized, and therefore you're organized and you're clear, to your point of gaining financial clarity.
I love that. I love knowing the impact. Like, what a powerful tool as well as you're going into this of knowing, like, I really would love to keep the house, but also, is this feasible, or am I just going to be stressed out of my mind worrying about keeping this house, and therefore is going to impact my relationship with my kids in a way that isn't necessary, where we could move somewhere and it would feel better in all of the ways so I can have the fulfilling relationships that I want moving forward and can embrace what's next instead of just adding stress on stress.
Totally.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much for being here today and for giving us some information and empowering individuals who are thinking about divorce, heading into divorce, any part in that process. It's huge. It's a big deal. I mean, this is the number one, one of the number one things people come to me to. It's like my relationship with my kids. How is that going to look? It's finances. And then it's usually thinking about themselves at the end of that. But those things are a big deal. And having this resource available is amazing. So thank you for the work you do. Please tell our listeners how they can connect with you, where they can connect with you, and tell us a little bit also about the summit you have coming up that I will be at.
So excited to meet you in person.
I know.
So fun.
All right. So you can find us at www.mydivorcesolution.com. There you can learn all about our services. You'll see our resource page, our podcast and blogs and so forth. We have an online community that you can access there as well. We're on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of that. So wherever you're looking for information, we're probably there.
It's awesome. I love that. It sounds like a little commercial. Okay. So the Power of Me Summit, I'm super excited. This is for women only. So I'm sorry if you're a gentleman listening to this, but we have three tracks this year. So it's the Mrs. to Me track, which is anyone who has experienced divorce, going through it, thinking about it, or just want to listen to one of the speakers there. Then we have Moms to Me, a lot of our empty nesters, you know, identifying what you're doing next, basically. Great speakers there. And then the third track is Me 2.0. So maybe you didn't have kids, maybe you didn't get divorced, maybe you're just looking to brush up and on yourself and just improve yourself moving forward. Phenomenal speakers from, we have great women even attending. Jessica is one of them. It's a live event. It's April 27th in Denver, Colorado. You can go to our website, mydivorcesolution.com, and go to the events page. And we hope to see you guys there.
Yeah, I'm so excited to meet you guys in person as well and to be a part of this group, just being there. Like, I love the power of women being in person with women and in community with other women. It's going to be amazing. And listen in after this, because I do have a little something for you if you're interested in that event. And also, all of the links to everything we talked about will be in the show notes. So you can go find their website. You can find a link to the event. You can find their free community, all linked in the show notes. Be sure to check that out. Karen and Catherine, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the work that you do to support individuals going through divorce and making a really hard time just a little bit easier.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, my friend, if you are available on April 27th, come join Catherine, Karen, and myself in Denver, Colorado, as we go through the Empower You Conference. I am so excited to be able to be there and to support other women, and also to be able to meet Karen and Catherine and some of you awesome people in real life. So please join us at that conference. The link to pick up your ticket is in the show notes, so you can go find it there and join us on April 27th as we navigate all things divorce and leave feeling empowered and ready to take on our lives. I am sending you love, and I hope that you'll join us. And as a reminder, there is the free Stepmom Summit that is happening. You can find the link to that in the show notes as well. Again, that is free. So come and take advantage of that. We have so many resources for you this month. I am so excited to be able to provide all of these for you. And I am here cheering you on. You're doing an awesome job. If you enjoyed today's episode of the podcast, please leave us a rating and review and or share it with a friend or on social media. It really helps us, and it helps those who are looking for the podcast. Sending you love, my friend. Take care. Until next week.